Andy in Trinity, what did you used to do back in the day? Was it taking somebody's license?
I'm back from the old school where everyone just used to have a paper license. Yep. So you'd just photocopy their license, and that was each.
Yes.
But the best thing was, on YouTube, if you have a look, there's a little clip that gives you instructions on how to enter a concert venue for free.
No. What do they do?
What this guy does is he takes along one of the fluoro vests and a big straw hat.
Right.
And he grabs a wheelie bin from just around the area. And what happens is he throws one of his mates in the wheelie bin. And he just walks around picking up a bit of litter around the front lines of the gate and everything.
Yep.
And he just walks straight through the gate and everyone just thinks he's one of the cleaners. And as soon as they get through the gate, the guy jumps out of the bin, he takes his vest off, and they're in bang for free.
Well played.
I am not applauding it, but I am applauding it. Jeanette in Freshwater. Now, your hubby used to sneak something into the movies.
Well, yeah, nearly wet, and you don't want to go to the movies alone, and you want to please the husband, so he would only go if he could have his drink. So we would snaggle little bottles of rum in and buy the Coke at the counter, and then he'll doze it. The problem is trying to get him out when he's drunk.
I love it. Well done. So he'd take the booze in, smuggle the booze in.
Yeah, and we also, when he was in hospital, he was really attached to his little sausage dog, and you're not allowed to take it into the hospital. So I wrapped it in a blanket and pretended it was a baby.
Oh, wow.
And people were starting to go, because I'm really smacking this baby on its head because it's not wanting to let it hurt. He wants to look where we're going.
Maddie and Baby, what about you, mate? Smuggletown. How did you beat the system back in the day?
Oh, mate, we used to use the old phone boxes. So, yeah, didn't have much change back then. So if you wanted to ring home or ring someone, we'd go to the nearest tap, get a mouthful of water and spit it in the coin slot. And it opened up the phone, just could ring whoever you wanted.
Wow.
I have never heard that.
I haven't heard of that either. And that worked.
Yeah, it worked. And we also, if you wanted to reverse charges, used to ring and a woman would answer. She'd ring your home and ask mum or daddy, say, to accept the charges. You already tee it up with mum and dad before. You're going to be finished at the movies or whatever. Dad would answer. He'd say no because he was a tight ass and he knew that was the code to come pick you up.
Isn't that fantastic? Setting up the old man. Yeah. You accept your son's reverse charges. No. Get in the car and go pick him up.
Jump, that's it. Old school Uber.
That's it.